It was called the case of the century, the consumer watchdog taking Coles to court, accusing it of fake discounts. Now, the federal court sided with the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, the ACCC, finding that Coles broke consumer law by misleading shoppers on discounted prices. The ACCC's case rested on Coles' prominent Down Down promotional campaign. Yeah! Turns out prices were not down, down. The consumer watchdog took Coles to court over the prices it charged on 245 common household items under the promotion between February 2022 and May 2023. It claimed the supermarket giant misled shoppers by jacking up the price of an item for a short time before putting it on a discount. It alleged shoppers were paying the same or more than the product's regular cost, which made the discount fake or illusory. Judge Michael O'Brien found that in 13 of the 14 pricing tickets submitted to the court, the discount was not genuine and would have misled an ordinary customer. ACCC Chair Gina Cass-Gottlieb has welcomed the outcome.
These findings have increased the transparency and delivered accountability for the Coles Down Down pricing program. It is very timely for all retailers to ensure that they make accurate pricing and discount claims.
She says the commission will seek a substantial penalty after winning its case.
It is very important that a penalty is not just able to be dismissed as a cost of doing business and that it becomes at a level that is a significant deterrent for such conduct.
In a statement, Coles says it acknowledges the decision and is in the process of reviewing the judgment. It says our priority has always been and will continue to be delivering value to our customers. Andy Kelly is the Director of Campaigns and Communications at Choice. He says this is a pretty big blow for Coles.
Potentially, millions of dollars of penalties at stake here. This is a case that Coles decided to defend, and it hasn't worked out in their favour. However, this judgment is really good news for consumers, and I think this validates how a lot of consumers are probably feeling about this kind of conduct.
Australia's other supermarket giant, Woolworths, is also being sued by the ACCC over similar allegations of fake discounting. The judgment in that case is reserved until a later date.